Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How you doing on a Tuesday? 9 o'clock comes in very quickly and says, hello, Kansas City. Thank you for listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. If you missed anything, Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, where they rank receiver duo-wise on the podcast page. Did you miss our Jack Caglione conversation? What we can expect now and what we can also hope for, also there for you.
We're not done getting jacked.
No, we're not. We will continue to get jacked up throughout the season. I promise you that. March Madness conversations will continue. We are covering a lot. We'll be here the rest of the week for you, myself and Mac here on 96.5 The Fan. A lot of fun to be had throughout the week. A lot of people have brought in some more James Bond. Sorry, it was James Caviezel. That's who played Jesus in The Passion.
Okay, gotcha.
Jimmy G, and then one person brings in Harrison Butker would be a good Bond.
Butker,
that's fair.
Yep. Clean cut.
Always. Very strict personality. Can be funny. Can be serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the locker room at the Super Bowl, no clothes. After getting absolutely mollywopped and somehow made it humorous.
Yeah, managed to have a smile on his face. Yeah.
And you know he could fit the outfit of the
ball. I was going to say, he looks great in a suit.
Yeah. He just uses his legs all the time. But that was the conversation. Now we get into what is... sponsored by Jay Southland Tow Service, Start Bench Cut 913.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
913-586-7965. Start Bench Cut. It's where we take food, we take events, we take sports, we put it all together, and we have a conversation with you all here at 9 o'clock. We start with what we kind of just talked about. Start Bench Cut. James Bond, Indiana Jones, John Wick.
Whew. Okay. Damn, dude. I'm going to start John Wick.
Okay.
Which I know is a hot take.
You like Blantons and Don't Kill My Dog. Dusty way to ruin the movie.
Seriously, man?
I'm going to bench
like five of them.
I'm going to bench Bond and I'm going to cut Indiana Jones. Never hit for me like for everyone else.
I know. Alex said he's only seen one Indiana Jones movie.
I think I've seen two.
You only need to see three.
Okay.
You do not need to watch The Crystal Skull. You do not need to watch whatever the newest one was. But Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom,
I've seen Temple of Doom.
The Last Crusade. Kalima Shakti Day. Ho Mel Shivai. Starting James Bond, benching Indiana Jones. Cutting John Wick. No disrespect to John Wick, but come on.
To look cool
and be great at everything James Bond is, speak like multiple languages, Indiana Jones to be smart, have a lady in your class that writes love you on her eyelids as she blinks. That's a true thing that happens in the movie. And you got to hang out with Elsa, who was a Germany traitor, but resembled a Cavender twin. And you get a whip.
Yeah, the whip's cool.
Happy Gilmore 2. They released their trailer today, Mr. Morey. I'm sure you've seen the original one.
I have.
So I ask you, Adam Sandler movies. Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, Billy Madison. Start, bench, cut.
These got to go on the Max Movie of the Month.
I've never seen any of them.
I saw Happy Gilmore, but Big Daddy, Billy Madison, I'm out.
Wow.
I know. It's terrible. So I'm starting Gilmore. Man. From what I know of these movies, I bench Billy Madison, but I haven't seen him.
I mean, Chris Farley and Billy Madison as a side character is one of the funniest people.
Seen clips, and it just looks amazing.
That is correct. Yeah, I know a guy, and he and her got it on. No, they didn't. Yeah, well, you can imagine. Everybody on the bus, good, great, grand. I would start Happy Gilmore. I would bench Billy Madison and cut Big Daddy.
Okay.
Big Daddy's cool.
I don't know a lot about Big Daddy.
He's basically like a loser. Works at like a poll booth. Dad was a lawyer. Best friends were lawyers. He could have been a lawyer.
Okay.
And decided to just be like a loft living New York slug. And then all of a sudden, this guy's kid gets dropped off on his doorstep, and he doesn't know what to do, and he lies about it, takes care of this kid, and then the movie evolves.
Sounds like a good Sandler. Yeah.
It's fun.
Sounds like a good Sandler
flick. Yeah. It was basically like happy. It's basically like Adam Sandler grew up. And like now you had to start doing these types of movies.
That's cool.
Start, bench, cut. You created this one, so go ahead.
The BLT, the Chicken Sammy, or a Club Sammy? What do you got?
I start the BLT.
Okay.
The Chicken Sammy I bench because I don't want to get into the whole thing that I hate the most, which is it crispy? Is it spicy? Is it grilled?
Yeah.
It's just a chicken sandwich for whatever it is. So I bench it because I don't know what one it could be.
Yep.
Might be a blackened chicken sandwich from Backyard Burger back in the day that had the coleslaw, the tomato, fantastic sandwich.
Backyard Burger.
Right? That hit a nerve.
Damn.
That hit a nerve with those Cajun fries.
Yes.
Where is a Backyard Burger? I will go.
Tell me.
I will go.
Tell me right now.
I used to get the blackened chicken sandwich from Backyard Burger, a little slaw on it.
Yes.
It was funky, but it was good.
Damn.
And the Cajun fries. They're the reason why I put mustard on a chili dog.
Okay.
They put it on theirs. I was like, ew, mustard. My stepdad's like, shut up, eat it. We have baseball game in 30 minutes.
And you ate it, you're like,
just housed it. It's like, okay, this is a cool connection.
This is gas.
And then the Club Sammy, too much bread. It's toasted. It's like World War II with the roof of my mouth. And it's essentially the BLT, just add turkey.
Turkey and ham. Yep.
Yeah.
Give me club to start, baby. Because you can't, because it won't miss. You go to anywhere, you know the club sandwich is going to be good because it's turkey, it's ham, it's bacon, it's all the things that we love.
Fair.
As people. BLT second, and for the reason that you bench Chicken Sammy is, well, the same reason I will be cutting Chicken Sammy. I just don't know what I'm going to get. Grilled, crispy, mayonnaise, no mayonnaise, pickles, I don't
know. Spicy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We move on to salads. You go buffalo chicken salad, blackened chicken salad, Caesar chicken salad.
Yes. Yes to all of these. Since I start Caesar, I'll bench blackened, I think.
You're cutting the buff chicks out?
I know. I don't feel good about that.
That means you don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to bench buffalo. You're right. I'm going to cut blackened chicken. You're right.
Right?
Peer pressure.
Same order. Let's get into sports.
Okay, good.
Start, bench, cut. Bill Self, Tom Izzo. Rick Pitino.
Wow. I'll start Pitino. I'll bench Self. I'll cut Izzo. Hard for me to do.
Cutting Izzo, starting Pitino, benching Self.
Yeah.
I'm going to start Self. I'm going to bench Pitino, and I'm going to cut Tom Izzo.
Okay.
I just don't like the Big Ten.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the most boring conference in the world, football and basketball.
It used to be fun in basketball, I felt like, growing up.
That's where men play football. It's defense. Whatever. They're strong.
We block. We run the ball. All right, cool, man.
Yeah. You ever watch Iowa, you got to earn it. You better not score 12 or you're winning.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I start Bill Self, track record. I bench Pitino because track record and you get the white suit. And I get Izzo the hell out of here. Great coach. None against
Great
team.
Great coach.
Yeah. All right. Final four. Frozen four, Connect four.
Damn.
Which four do you start, bench, cut? You ever got in a fight over Connect four?
I'm not good.
Also, how do you decide who goes first in Connect four? Do you flip a coin?
Flip a coin.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors. One of those
two. Is it rock, paper, scissors, or?
It's rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Not paper, rock, scissors. It's rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, and you reveal on the
shoot. I
thought
it was paper, rock, scissors. Is it rock, paper, scissors or paper, rock, scissors?
Rock, paper, scissors.
You sure about that?
Positive.
You sure about that?
816, I did not watch Boondock Saints. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'll try to get on it.
You're not. It's a lost cause.
Final four, Frozen Four, Connect Four. I'm going to start the Final Four. I'm going to bench Connect Four, even though I'm ass at it, and then I'm going to cut Frozen Four.
Really? The Frozen Alien. Four is fun. But yeah, Final Four, number one, starting it for sure.
Yeah,
I'm
going right?
to bench
yeah.
Frozen Four, and I'm going to cut Connect Four. The hell with Connect Four.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. There's all these people that have these strategies where they go like the one slot over from the center, and then you go in the center, then they put one on top, and the next thing you know, you're looking down, you're beat three ways.
Yeah.
Connect Four. It's trash. And then it's a terrible game to clean up. Slide, everything falls out.
Falls out.
Got to separate all the colors. Chain net, cotton net, no net.
Cut no net. Bench chain net. Underrated, though, the chain net. Mm-hmm. And I will start the cotton net.
Start the chain net, bench the cotton net, get rid of the no net.
I'm okay with that.
I would walk home if we went to a basketball court and there was no nets on the rims.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out. I got to hear it. And the chain net is my favorite.
I love the chain
always
net.
Always had it. Realized it kills basketball's lifespan.
Oh, it destroys it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it gets tangled up pretty bad.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's why
I benched it.
But the cotton net, I mean, if you're on a heater and it's wintertime, that thing's gone. That thing dissipates fast.
It's true.
Last one. We'll do two more.
Okay.
The hell with the clock. Softball guy, golf guy, gambling guy.
Looking right across one of them. No, I'm just kidding. I'm starting the gambling guy. I'm bench the golf guy. Softball guy can get out of here.
Yeah, softball guy's tough.
Softball guy's tough, man. I'm sorry.
And I want to be completely respectful when I say this. I really do. It ain't real baseball.
Nope.
I don't go out on the links wearing Tiger Sunday gear.
Ugh.
I ain't going out on the links, you know, wearing eye black. That's part of the reason why I stopped playing slow pitch softball.
Were there guys doing that?
I mean, wearing eye black, wearing full-on baseball pants, wearing elbow guards, having customized baseball stance like they're Derek Jeter. Throwing it around the horn after an out. I'm here to drink six Busch Lights before the game.
Exactly.
And get lucky. And then you guys, A-gap, baby, A-gap, over two, right, over two. What are we doing? So start golf guy. Bench gambling guy because he can be profitable. Get softball guy the hell away. And I'm not trying to take a shot. That's your passion. Because I know golf guy sucks. That's a tough day out there today. Shot six over.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You shot a 92. Yeah,
exactly.
Literally went in the clubhouse at Drum Farm. Some older guy behind me, windy as hell. Can't believe I shot a 79. First off, you described it as 70. So I know you're lying. 79 with two doubles on the back nine. No, you didn't, Charlie.
Yes.
Last one, would you rather do a home run, a dunk, or a touchdown catch?
Oh, I didn't even see that one.
I know.
Dunk specifically over someone, touchdown catch, then home run. That's hard. I don't like it, though.
Nope. Home run for sure to pick the bat.
I get it.
Catch the touchdown so I can do the end zone dance. It makes zero sense. I could do my white guy gritty. And then the dunk. Let's be honest. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably miss it.
Oh, that stare down after the dunk, though.
Be sick.
The flex and stare down.
Worth the technical foul, in my opinion, 100%, if you body somebody. 100%. Like when that Nicholson guy for Alabama dunked on that Auburn guy and then did the War Eagle over him with that nasty stash and haircut.
That
is a flex, dude.
Wasn't that the one where his mom was like, on his head? Or no, that was Cooper Flag. That was Cooper Flag, yeah.
And it really wasn't on his head.
It wasn't.
We'll get back into tournament discussions. And don't forget, tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. We dive back into March Madness and why the number one seed could have a rule of where they play or who they play. We discuss here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Who's the man of the day? I am, you guessed it, why not? Who knows, I do! Never talked to me about before! This guy is me, that's how I know you know!
That's right, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports here on a Tuesday. damn glad to have you. Like, how many people have got their brackets filled out?
You gonna wait?
Until tomorrow.
Yeah, probably me too.
Always the Wednesday before.
Yep.
Go by Sterling's office, put the bracket down. Here you go. How's it been? How you doing? You're not the guy that used to be me. I am him now. Somebody in the text says, Dusty, you better get some golf in today because snow's coming tomorrow. You saw that, right? So, like, today's going to be 80, and then tomorrow it's just going to start, like, 7 a.m. is going to be nice. And then by 7 p.m. it's going to go from, like, 68 to, like, 38.
Jeez.
Gonna be a lot of people with a migraine tomorrow,
and then it'll be straight back to what it is today, 70s.
Yeah. Somebody says the chain nets will rip open a finger. No doubt about it. I can't sit back and wonder why. Shout out to Sum 41, the Canadians. College basketball. Kind of fun. Obviously, it's two different seasons. You have the, it's more likely three seasons, right? You have like the introduction of it, which is like the Champions Classic where you get the Blue Bloods playing each other. It's kind of fun to get kind of thrown into the mix, but it's irrelevant because obviously football is king. It is still running wild in November, getting right into the guts of the NFL season in December. But then you get the second part of the season, which is basically like the end of conference play and the conference tournaments, which are fun because you kind of get a glimpse of like somebody may be ruining somebody's parade. Somebody might be playing for a one seed instead of a two seed, looking at you, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have your random like, well, there's nothing on TV tonight because the SEC tournament doesn't really start till Thursday. I got to watch the WAC conference and somebody wins on a buzzer beater with no time left. And then you get what is March Madness. And we talked about this earlier. Our four number one seeds, Auburn, Duke, Houston, Florida.
Yep.
Pick your poison there. We picked our final four teams. I still stand on business with that. I think we go with Auburn, St. John's, Duke, Tennessee. I give you reasons why. Auburn and Duke, number one, basically all season long. KU held the ranks for about 2 days at the beginning of the season, and then they dissipated fast. And I didn't need to be in the garage very long to figure out my final four. And I wasn't in the garage when I figured out that St. John's was going to be my Cinderella story to win it all. Right? $1,650 to win $475 if they win the whole thing. Patino in the white suit. Look, there's reasons why I have these four teams in my final four. We start with Auburn. I think Auburn's the most well-rounded team. From size to experience. I mean, look, if we're going to put Cooper Flagg in the final four because he's the best player in the league this year, we know who number two is, and it's Broome down center. He gets you on your hip. The only thing that scares me about Auburn is that they do run into a team, maybe a Louisville, playing at a home court advantage, and they're hitting threes. Auburn can struggle with the three game, and we know if there's a team that's lightning hot from the outside in the tournament, I mean, dude, it can be 51 to 35 real fast, and I don't think Auburn has the firepower. Now, Kelly will fire it up from wherever for Auburn anytime, and if he's on, he's on. And you know, obviously the cliche, if he's hot, he's going to hit, they're going to win. Auburn's my number one overall seed. I think they make it to the Final Four. Bruce Pearl is a great coach. He's been on a revenge tour since Tennessee screwed him over for the barbecue incident.
Yep.
And he's ready. My number two Final
Still
Four team,
orange.
The Duke Blue Devils. Wow, Dusty, you're really stepping out of your zone here and taking some dangerous shots. Hold on. I'm not taking all four number ones. It's only happened once in the history of the college basketball tournament. Kansas won the whole title. UCLA, Memphis, Kansas, and North Carolina, 2008, what a year it was. But here's why Duke seems destined. You got to get out of the Coach K era. Let John Shire do it. This was a good year for John Shire. This is a good recruiting class for John Shire in a year where NIL, maybe it doesn't affect Duke. Talk to Kansas about that. If blue blood recruiting is dead, look at Duke.
Look at Michigan State.
They're still getting it.
Yep.
Right?
They figured it out.
And Now, I guess you can look at North Carolina, but hey, as long as they've got the head of the selection committee as their AD, they're going to be just fine. You tell me that.
That's absurd.
You tell me there's not politics in sports.
Damn it.
How come that kid's playing second base? His dad mows the field, but he sucks. But if his dad doesn't get to mow the field, he's not on the team. So you look at, you know, that, but John Shire has put together a hell of a recruiting class. Knippel, Cooper Flagg, player of the year, team of the year. They finished the season's number one team. They still won the ACC without Mr.
Flagg.
And now he'll be back. So I have Duke in my Final Four. St. John's is my story. Not very good last year. Patino has almost like a revival. Not almost, does have a revival. Huge. In St. John's. What does Bob always say? They want teams there that bring the action. Madison Square Garden was rocking in that Big East championship.
Oh, yeah.
St. John's is a name. Patino's a name. College basketball isn't what Bob thinks, where it's like the MLB and the NFL, and they want the tickets and they want the college football name. But look, if Patino comes out there in round one or round two, and he's rocking that all-white suit, looking like, damn, Tony Montana's still alive, didn't meet the guy with the sunglasses and the shotgun with the table full of, you know, the Iene, then all of a sudden, we've got us a story.
Yeah, you're going to tell me that that's not what people want? They don't want more of that?
St. John's a two seed. They could make a run. Now, obviously, that would ruin our hopes and dreams for a Mizzou and a KU matchup in the Sweet 16. But look, I don't think KU could beat St. John's. If I'm being realistic, they're going to struggle with Arkansas.
They're
definitely not making it out of the opening weekend. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong and biased, but there's a little bit of bias at St. John's in my Final Four. But there's also a little bit of, hey, look, I kind of like this story. I like this coach for what he's done for this team. He's evil. They're kind of evil. St. John's is a historic program. Let's see what happens. And the number four, Tennessee. Tennessee's got that guy at point guard, right?
Zakai Ziegler.
He's gutsy. You need a gutsy, fearless point guard when it comes to March Madness, because things get hectic, things get brighter, and they get louder, and they have a very good point guard in Tennessee. Livingston, right? I'm sorry.
Chaz Lanier. Chaz Lanier, yes.
Good dude.
Yes.
Solid player, not afraid of the moment.
No.
Played great in the SEC tournament, which was essentially an appetizer of what they're about to get.
Yep.
And you lean on him. You lean on him, and you lean on Rick Barnes. Now, I know Rick Barnes has some tough history in the tournament. But look, you had all year long to hang with the big daddies in the SEC.
Exactly
and
right.
You did. You got to the SEC championship game. You lost to Florida, your rival, and probably one of the best teams, and probably a lot of Final Fours Florida will be in.
Oh, yes.
A lot of national championships will be picked with Florida.
Gators.
Not against it. But look, Tennessee, St. John's, Duke, Auburn, for all reasons explained.
I love it. Agree with two out of the four. The other two, I don't hate the picks. It's just, it's so hard. I've got Michigan State instead of Auburn. You brought up Rick Pitino. Same reasons for Tom Izzo, right? He's been there. He's done that. He's the Don on that side. And Auburn, I think they've got an easy bracket other than Michigan State and that second round where I think they'll have to face Louisville in Lexington. That could be a second round upset scare for a team that you mentioned struggles with the three. Louisville, if they're at home, they get hot. Could be bad. I've got Alabama on that side instead of Duke. The freshman thing always scares me in the NCAA tournament. I love these experienced teams that come in ready. Alabama is that. Mark Sears is one of the best players in the SEC, one of the best players in the country. He'll be in the NBA next year. Having a point guard who can settle everything down and say, okay, we're down six. We've turned over the ball three out of the last five possessions. I'm going to come get us a bucket. Coach, sit over there. Hold on to your timeout. We got 15 minutes left in the second half. I'm going to get us a bucket. I'm going to settle us down. Mark Sears can do that. I don't know if Con Knippel and Cooper Flagg and those guys are ready over there for Duke. And then I've got Tennessee as well. I am scared about the offense. You mentioned Chaz Lanier. Past that, Jordan Gainey has his moments. He can score. Zakai Ziegler, 5'9" point guard, who's a dog.
That's who I'm talking about when I was talking about Tennessee earlier. He's a guy that's not afraid of the pressure.
He's not afraid.
He was great in the SEC tournament.
He was.
He was a veteran leader, and you need that.
They were down 6 or 8, and he got a big steal on defense. I mean, he's going to be a pest.
Point guards are super key when it comes to the March Madness tournament.
100%.
They are the guy. I know you'll have Cooper Flagg, and I know you'll have, you know, Broome and all those guys. But when you have a point guard that's cool as a cucumber and is not big in the moment, because everything's fast.
It's so fast.
It's quick.
So fast. And in basketball in general, you've got to be able to slow it down and say, okay, this has been a whirlwind these last 5 minutes, but we are down 8. It feels like 8 million. Mm-hmm. There's eight minutes to go. We got this. Ziegler, a senior. Chaz Lanier, a profound, efficient scorer. I think they can do some stuff over there on that side. I will say, you know, we've now, second day that we've talked about this bracket, neither one of us, Dusty, and it's making me scared, has mentioned Houston.
The hell with Calvin Sampson.
We got a text that says, Dusty, you better have Houston in there.
No, I'm good.
They are.
I don't trust the Big 12. SECOE, baby.
Let's go, baby. I mean, it just means more.
I'm just saying, man. I just don't. I look, Houston's freakish. Like, to do the one word with Houston, freakishly talented, wickedly talented. but they're freaks, man. They're tall. They're fast. They're good. I just don't. Man, I don't know. I don't know how much weight the Big 12 carries this year. Good conference. Iowa State, BYU, Kansas,
probably a
Houston, Arizona. Those teams are good.
Yeah, second or third best conference in basketball this year.
Probably the second with the teams that got in. What, 8?
Yeah, seven or eight. I think it was 7. Yeah,
yeah.
Which is nuts. It's half of the SEC.
See, part of me doing this is everyone is in on Houston. So when everyone zigs, I'm zagging away from Houston. Plus, a lot of people in the Midwest watch a lot of Houston.
So they're going to be biased towards that. That same 7-8-5 number. Good. They are well-rounded teams. Yeah. 7-8-5, same number. Can you give a prediction on when Houston goes out?
Let me look at their bracket.
So, yeah, they'll play Edwardsville something. And then that second round, they'll get either Georgia or Gonzaga. I mean, that's a fun second-round matchup.
That's the 8-9 game, right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. Houston's road to the Final Four would have to go through. I mean, that's Tennessee. They lose in the Elite Eight. They play an SEC team that has the same sort of size that they have.
Yeah.
And I just, like I said, my narrative in this tournament is SECOE. It's SEC over everyone else. Their total wins, according to DraftKings, 20.5 for SEC teams in this tournament. Now, we will get to that point where we look at the Sweet 16 and be like, oh, yeah, out of 14 teams that got in the SEC, there's only 6 left. Okay. 6 in the Sweet 16 are from the SEC.
Jeez. Be nuts.
So, I mean, again, Houston's probably getting to the Elite Eight. I'm not denying that.
Yeah.
And you want to ask me where they lose? They lose to Tennessee in the Elite Eight, and Tennessee goes to the Final Four.
I think that is my easiest part of the region. I'm biased.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, to me, that region is Houston or Tennessee. I don't see a Purdue making it. I don't know. I just think that's Tennessee or Houston. In my opinion.
And again, to the 816, just because KU wasn't good this year doesn't mean the Big 12 wasn't good this year. I didn't say the Big 12 wasn't good this year. I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the SEC teams.
You got 4 1 or 2 seeds in the SEC.
Right.
4.
Right. And I mean, look, the Big 12 was good. Was it historically good? No, it wasn't.
No.
It was not.
And that's what we're talking about with the SEC. Yeah. Truly historic.
Right. And, like, I mean, that's just, to me, I don't know. I mean, I just... When I look at what it was and I look at the conferences and I look at, you know, where things were, I personally think that the SEC was so dominant that if the SEC were to play a Big 12 team, I'm going to lean towards the SEC. I'm not saying that KU had to be good. Look, BYU was good.
Yeah.
I mean, but where are they in the SEC? KU was down, but they were still decent. Like,
yeah, Baylor.
Mizzou beat KU this year. SEC Big 12. Baylor, decent, but again, nothing compared to the SEC. Look, I'm not saying just because KU's bad.
No, it's yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason the SEC has an advantage, because it's like, who is the SEC's premier team? Before this season,
right,
you without a doubt would have said, oh, it's Kentucky. Who are we not even mentioning right now?
Right.
Kentucky. That's how deep the SEC is right now. From the 660, who goes farther, Missouri or Kansas? That's the question everyone's asking right now.
I think it's a tie. I think they both lose in the second round.
Okay, so they both make it. Okay, yeah. That's good. They both win a game. I mean, that's a success for KU especially. Is that a success for MU?
Yeah, you got to win a game. I mean, I think a lot of people be like, we need to get to the Sweet 16. But if Mizzou wins, what? They play the 4 seed?
They'll play the 3 seed. They'll play Tech. Unless tough. Tech loses.
And Tech's a good team
Tech's
in the
good Big, team, 12.
Big 12. Yep. Now, again, SEC over everyone, but your top three teams in the Big 12 were Houston, Texas Tech, and BYU?
Yeah, BYU.
Okay. Your top three teams in the SEC were Auburn, Tennessee, and Florida.
Yes.
Two ones and a two. Alabama, a two seed.
Yeah.
That's where we get to this point.
And that's where it is, man.
But yeah, I could see Tech beating Missouri. Even though that goes against my theory of SEC over everyone, I will still try to pick Missouri to give them that little edge to get to the Sweet 16. Kansas, you play St. John's in the second round. It's been fun. Ain't happening.
No, not happening.
Again, I won't doubt Bill Self in the Big Twitter in the Big Tournament. You know, but look, this ain't been that year. That's okay. But yeah, I would say they both get to the second round and both lose in the second round because that would steal our joy of what could pop. Because I don't want to see one of them win and the other one lose.
Yeah, that's
because then I got to point a finger at the other one for not doing their job.
Come on. Is there a big round one upset you have so far?
Vanderbilt over St. Mary's. That's a 10-7. There's always two 10-7s. There's always a 12-5. Remember that. Also, hey, don't sleep on the three getting upset by the 16, right? Or not 16, the
14.
The 14.
Yeah.
Find you a 14 seed that you think could do it.
That's what I was just looking for.
And you might have it.
Because I've got a 13 seed that I like.
Okay.
I like Yale.
Over a four?
Yep. I like Yale over A&M.
Why?
Yale's played like, this is me being the expert reading three articles last night. Yale, it was like Marquette. There were like three or four D1 teams. They didn't beat any of them. They were close in every game, and that was in the middle of the season. Since then, conference play, you think, okay, if progression is somewhat linear, they've gotten better, and they'd be ready for a Texas A&M team that ended the season rather rough.
Mm-hmm. From the 6-2-0, I guess the SEC did finish 500 in the regular season, so maybe they were very competitive. LOL. From the 816, SEC was extremely top-heavy. I'll bet there's more Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16 than the SEC.
Let's bet it.
I'll bet it right now.
Let's go. Whatever you want to bet. Please.
Whatever you want to bet.
Yeah.
I get 14 versus 7 to make it into the third round.
Yeah.
Where I just told you four teams are ranked in the top two, 1-1, 2-2. Come on now.
Come on, man.
Houston is better than all those SEC teams. Y'all acting like you forgot. No.
This is not a knock on the Big 12. It's rather just a compliment to the SEC. Again, we use unprecedented and historic too much in today's sports culture.
I think if Florida and Houston played 10 times, I think Florida would win 6. I think if Auburn and Houston played 10 times, I think Auburn would win 7.
7 or 8.
Not 8. That's strong.
That's fair.
I think they go 7-3. I'm just saying. We can have that bet if you want. 816. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, 816. And then 913 stepped in.
Okay.
So, yeah, both of you guys. Let's go.
Feel free. You know where to find us on Twitter. We can make that bet. You think more Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16 than the SEC? I will gladly. You tell me what you want.
Please.
You want? You lose, you buy Mac and I lunch. We'll all go together. We lose, we'll buy you lunch.
I'm in.
And then you get the random guy that hates the ACC. It's going to be Houston and Auburn, by far two toughest teams. ACC sucks.
Fair. Only four teams.
See, we all love college basketball this time of the year.
Exactly.
It brings us together and it pulls us apart. MU beat KU, so the Big 12 is over the top better. LOL. Yep, that's what I said. That's exactly what I said. Because MU beat KU, it's over the top better. Come on.
Your words, not mine, Dusty.
Yeah. You know, that's what I said. Coming up, we wrap this show up and we give Brett Veach his flowers because, well, he could get more because this draft is the most important one of his era since, well, the last time they got blown out in the Super Bowl. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan. You're home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
I just want to say how awesome it is to have Bob Fesco and Legend Likens on every morning to start my day. I freaking love you guys.
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5, The Fan.
Our buddy on the text line, 816. Again, the bet. I'll bet you that there's more Big 12 teams in the Sweet 16 than the SEC. They then go on to say, because I said, dude, again, whatever you want to bet, let me know. And then I signed your name as well, Dusty and Mac, just for clarity.
Approved.
Here's what I will say. If there are more teams, because I don't have a charity that I represent yet. We're still kind of new to this game. I'm trying to seek out options, I'll be honest with you. But
yeah,
I'll tell you
here.
Something I'm passionate about. animal shelters.
Hell yeah.
Go buy a bunch of... So if there's more SEC teams, 816, if there are more SEC teams, and I'll get to our bet of it, go find an animal shelter, whatever it is, take a bunch of blankets, donate food, whatever you want to do. That's what I would suggest. That's my end of the bargain. I think Matt can join me as well on that. We'll be in this together.
Yeah, that'd be where I'd go as well.
He says if he wins,
okay,
we both have to wear something funny for an hour of the show.
All right.
I don't know. That's pretty vague.
That's very vague.
What is funny?
Like a costume, like a hat. Like what is...
Like a chief sailor hat?
Yeah. Is that funny?
Funny how? Funny like a clown? Do I amuse you? I don't know what would be funny to wear.
That's not funny. That's just gross. I was going to say a Raiders shirt, but that's not funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'd laugh at me.
No, I wouldn't buy a Raiders shirt.
Nope.
I mean, whatever it may be. I don't know. That's the bet. So,
okay.
Somebody also says, hell, I'd make any stupid bet just to have lunch with you boys. Seems like it would be fun.
Sweet.
I mean, maybe we can do something on Thursday. We'll go somewhere and watch the game. Maybe we'll go to Jefferson's.
Yeah.
Go hang out with my guy, Nick Price.
Yeah, let's go hang out with Nick.
We'll go hang out at Jefferson's, watch the first couple games there, have some brews, have some wings, some fried picks.
Yes.
I've been craving some fried picks.
Maybe an oyster?
Yeah. I kind of agree with the foreplay pot, or with the Bob Does Sports. Oysters might be the worst appetizer to order.
Wow.
They're not filling. You have to eat like 75 to get full. And then the ones we got in New Orleans, I thought I was eating like human remains. They were huge.
Those were thick.
Mm.
The 913 says, dress like Bob.
What? I mean, I guess you just have to go buy like joggers and like Costco shirts.
Yeah, that's it.
Because he admits that. That's not shade all his spies that are listening.
No, he's got like an 8-pack of the Costco athletic sweatshirts or whatever.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Dress funny. Fun show today. If you missed it, check it out. We talked about the duo receivers in Kansas City with Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, where they rank. I think the ceiling, again, to steal the line from Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the roof of those two.
Yep.
Because you put up there, you know, Chase and Higgins, they got their big contracts. They're sticking together. You know, you look at, you know, DK, George Pickens, you look at Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, you look at Waddle and Hill, Brown and Smith. I mean, there's a chance, you know, that you could get up there in the top five, especially what we've seen from both of them do by themselves. Like, if you took Rashee Rice's rookie year, put it with Xavier Worthy's rookie year, and have that on the same playing field at the same time, dude, we're talking top three.
Yes.
I'm not even kidding.
Well, and partly for the reasons that you said earlier, because of the way they complement each other. You talk about those other duos. Sure, they do things differently, but like Rashee Rice and Xavier, they're different body types. They're completely different schematic receivers. Like Xavier is a burner who is a good route runner, can do some different things. Rashee Rice is surgical, man coverage, physical, wins at the catch point, yards after the catch. Like they are on opposite spectrums, and all their positives complement each other. It's going to be beautiful to watch them together. Plus, you've got Andy Reid drawing up the plays.
And oh, by the way,
I think he's pretty good.
With a new haircut, which is great as well.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, Patrick Mahomes next year is just going to come back as...
Who's the man of the day? I am. You guessed it. Why not? Who knows? I do. Never talk to me about before. This guy is me. That's how I know you know.
This guy is me. That's how I know you know. We talked about Brett Veach in this draft class. A lot of similarities. The last time they got blown out of the Super Bowl, except it's not the O-line. It is the D-line.
Yeah.
Right? You lose to Tampa Bay. Mahomes ran for his life. Got blown out. And then the next year, in comes the offensive line help. This year, obviously, the offensive line has already somewhat been addressed. I think we know what it is. It's going to be more left tackle. It's going to be Kingsley Suamataia, left guard. Keep Creed Humphrey there. Trey Smith is coming back. Juwan Taylor, the right side. Defensive line, we don't really know yet. We know that Karlaftis and Jones are there. We know that Felix Nduke Uzama is still there. They just signed that one guy that I don't even know who he is.
Jerry Tillery.
Great guy.
awesome.
Gotta find some replacements on that D-line. Charles Minnehue is still out there, but I don't know if he's coming back, by Twitter history and then deleted history.
Could go either way.
Right. But I think you're going to find a lot of defensive picks in this draft. Again, Jay Binkley tomorrow at 6:45. We'll bring this up with him. But again, I think you need defensive artillery in this draft. The last time he nailed a draft, defensive draft picks. Last time they got blown out in a Super Bowl was because of the offensive line. You could say the same thing here. They addressed the offensive line, but some of those guys are still there. Two out of the three are still there, right? Creed and Trey.
Yep.
So that is still part of that, especially with the interior. But again, this was a team in which the defensive line is.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've seen everybody else get signed elsewhere. This is now a team that needs help. This is a team that where Brett Veach has to nail this, and maybe the most important draft he's ever had in his tenure in Kansas City.
I think it is, and it's not like he has the assets that he had last time. The cap space or the draft picks that he had after them getting blown out in 2020 right. against Tampa. You got 5 picks in the first 4 rounds. You don't really have cap space. You've got to work with what you got. And this team is on a lot of 1-year deals. This is not a rebuild by any means. This team was in the Super Bowl at 15-2, but it's a retooling year. And you know, if the Chiefs can still be extremely successful while retooling, it's going to be because Veach nailed this draft.
Yeah, I mean, there's times when you lean on your stars. This is where you lean on your stars and Brett Veach, man. Those were thick. Save that as a drop from the text line.
Yeah, I'll find it.
Okay.
Me talking about oysters.
Oh, yeah. They were, though, man. they were,
dude.
Like, I was a fan, and then we went to that place, and I was like, I'm only going to eat 3
I'm
of
like
these.
Chewing
like,
I'm like, these yeah. a lot.
Yeah, that was like a fetish. You had to, like, really like oysters. But, uh, Fun day. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll have our poll question up. We'll have Jay Binkley on the show as well. We'll dive more into what is this offseason for the Chiefs. It's been fun. It's Mac. It's Dusty. Now go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe, stay kind. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.